Tēnā koutou katoa. Nau mai hoki mai ki Manatawa here on Radio Wātea. Onoro mā toru te iarere. You're back with me, Moiawa. Loving it. On a Wednesday, no, it's Thursday. Ah, hooroo! Just when you think the week's not even coming close to an ending, it turns out to be a Thursday. Fantastic. It's 20 minutes past five, and on the line with us, we have Denise Davis, who, well, I want her to introduce herself because there's a lot that we don't know about Denise. One thing that I do know is that we got the vouch. You got the tick from Hineani Melbourne, and so if you got the tick from Hineani Melbourne, no mai, hara mai. Tēnā koe, Denise.
Ai, kia ora, kia ora.
Hey, so ko taku hea nau ki te kōrero mo tēnei haerenga ki Mexico. Oh, ki Mexico ne?
Ai.
Oh, rawe, yeah. Hea nau ki te kōrero ai pāna ki tēnei kaupapa. Engari, mua i tērā, hea nai au ki te... Oh, e tānei koe ki te whakamōhio mai ki a mātou. Ko wai koe?
Oh, ai, ka pai. Kia ora ko Denise Davis tōku ingoa. No... Te kai rāwhiti no Ruatoria ahau ki te taha o taku māma, taha o taku pāpā no ngā puhi poroti ia. He i te rangi, he kaiako au ki te kura Māori o ngā tapuai, i te pō nei, he kai kanikani au ki taku rōpu kanikani, arā ko Nappy Boys.
Nappy Boys? Oh, miharo, whai. Hea te taki i whakaingoa te a koutou i tērā, i tō rōpū i tērā ingoa?
I tū mātou ki tētahi whakataitai ki Tauranga, and i wehe ētahi o aku hoa mai te rōpū, and toko iti o mātou kei roto, and i tīni mātou i te ingoa mai Brady Bunch, ki te ingoa Nappy Boys, he ingoa hei hono tātou ki te hāpuri o South Auckland. Kei roto rā, maha hoki ngā tangata tauiwi ki roto, kei roto hoki ngā ti hāmoa, ngā ti kokonati, rātou ko ngā tongas, me ngā tangata Māori hoki, no reira ai.
Miharo, i whakaaroa, tēnā pēa ko tērā te ingoa i te mea, tēnā pēa hangai ana ki tētahi, ki te makawe, ki ngā momo makawe o tēnā pēa ngā Nappy Boys i te mea. I whakaaroa, oh, maybe use a baby taba ngā pepe, so you wear the nappies. And then you said Brady Bunch, and I went, is that? No, I'm thinking of Rugrats, bloody hell. Well, tēnā koe, hua, nau mai hara mai ki tēnei hōtaka ara ko Manatawa. Really appreciate you coming on and having a paku yarn with us about, well, actually, I wanted to, before we get into the hip-hop kaupapa, I want to figure out how on earth, I've never known this, I've had a few dancer friends in my years, but I've never figured out how teachers, kaiako, especially over at Ngā Tapuai, you're over there, eh? Yes.
Aye.
Yeah, how you fellas do that and do your dancing, because it's a massive commitment, ne?
Aye. So I teach Māori performing arts, and I help with our science vocab with our students over there. And so we're just finding ground in our implementation of movement over there, and with our students, they love exploring new challenges, and one of them is ai ko te kanikani, because since they were little, they've only learnt to do kapa haka. So to explore something new given to them, they're finding it really, really pie. So I managed to do that with our students over there, and then during the night time, I help run a dance team called Nappy Boys based in Alfriston, Manurewa.
Miharo, and you fellas are heading over to Mexico for a hip-hop dance competition. Can you talk to us about that?
Aye. So we compete in Cancun next week. We head over, and there's about 15 teams that are competing from around the world, and this is for money. It's different to the world champs. It's just finding your own ground and showcasing not only your identity, but your community, your friends and your family on the other side of the world. And why not take a bit of South Auckland with us overseas?
Absolutely. I recently spoke to someone who's taken a under-19 team to Arizona for a basketball competition, and she said she's heading over to meet with the for an Indigenous competition. But she said the biggest, the neatest thing that comes out of that is the hononga that you make when you go overseas and connect with different people. Is this your first time going over for a kaupapa like this, and what are you looking forward to?
No, so I've competed a couple times overseas. In 2018, I competed at the World Champs in Arizona. And in 2019, I competed in a dance competition called House of Champions based in Brisbane. So this would be my fourth international competition.
Expert, yeah. That's mean. And so what's your role in this ropu? Are you taking these fellas over or are they taking you over?
Oh, it's a bit of both at the moment. I'm one of the team leaders, so I just help facilitate the space, take care of our dancers, and yeah, just help with the preparation for our competition.
When are you heading over?
We leave next Wednesday, and it's a 5-day comp at in Cancun, and the competition is called Dancers Paradise.
That's a pair of cheese. I've not heard of that one before. or maybe I have, you know, when you see those dance. No, I haven't. I'm trying to act like an expert. No. I want to talk about the process and the journey getting to, you know, you still got a whole week to go, but what's the preparation for this trip been like?
It's been a bit of a challenge, just been trying different styles that suit the body of our dancers, and just finishing our last minute pieces required for our set, and also meeting the criteria required for the dance competition. So it's been good, it's been hard, but the end product would be the prize from all of us.
Absolutely. If people, obviously not everyone can make it, but is this streamed online or is it one of those you have to be there to see it?
No, there'll be a live stream. It will be on the Dancers Paradise website. You can click onto it, and then there'll be a link, and then it'll be live.
Mihalo. Before I let you go, I actually want to get some kupu from you, some terminology that you might use, because, you know, moionero he kai ako koe, and you teach, you know, dynamics of dancing and how to, you know, all of that stuff that you mentioned before, engari kai tētahi kura. Reo koe, so e hea nau ki te whai tētahi koi koi etahi kupu hau i roto i te ao kanikani. Nā reira, kei a koe he kupu e hangai ana ki etahi o ngā neke hanga o te kanikani? Or is it just pop, lock and drop it?
Ai, ngā mea katoa, pop, lock it, show me what you got. Karia I te pake mōhio, just I te wā ka whakaako au i ngā nekehanga ki ngā tauira, ka kōrero au kia rātou me pēhia, te neke, me te nuku haere, i ā rātou tinana.
Pai, well, kei reira e rua ngā kupu, neke me te nuku. I've seen those are easy ones. When everyone's busting their setup, what's your kōrero to them? He rerenga, he kiwaha, I roto I te reo mō tērā?
So we say I roto I te reo Pākehā ki taku hoa, I roto I te rōpu kanikani. We say... go handy gandhi.
Nice.
Way to say, you know, to give it your best shot.
Nice.
Yeah. Kare te pake mōhio ara mama.
pai tērā i te mea i kōrero ai ki tētahi atu tangata, he kai kanikani and they wanted to know some general kupu Māori that they can use in their sets, preparing for reo, wiki o te reo Māori. But I reckon you do it naturally and you don't even know. I reckon what will be mean is we'll let you have a think about it, and hopefully we can have a kōrero with you while you're in Arizona after you perform.
Oh, yeah, no, raru kore.
Mena
I te wā tuki au, me kōrero I te wā kei reira au ki Mihiko.
Oh, rawe, ka pai, well then, ko tērā tāua. He mihi nui tēnei ki a koe e hoa. Lovely having a catch up with you, and I'm excited for your fellas at Opu. If anyone wants to afi, or do you fellas have a page or something that people can put pūtea to if you need pūtea? Is there anything like that for you fellas?
Yeah, so we have an Instagram page called Nappy Boys South Auckland, and there's a link underneath the headline.
There you go, Huama. Put some pūtea in there so they can get me some shoes. Yeah. Goodbye. Hey, Huama, that's the Denise Davis. Tēnā koe, Huama. Have an awesome ahi ahi, and we'll catch up with you hopefully on the other side.
Ai, me koe hoki, ngamihi mo tēnā.
Hei a kua, Nate.